Now we'll move on to some short poetry by Sister Rabab Jafari. Please welcome her to the podium with the salawat.
Has the right to defend itself, they say. But when a missile comes from Palestine, how dare they? Those deranged terrorists, those radical Islamists, those enraged extremists, can't they just accept peace? But before you make your accusations, please take a moment and ask yourself, what would you do if you lived in Palestine? Imagine getting a call on your phone saying you have 3 minutes to leave your homes, 3 minutes to leave everything, everything you own, completely helpless, realizing once you're out, you'll have nowhere to go. Imagine looking into the sky and instead of seeing the beauty of the sun, you look up and see smoke. You choke, gasping for clean air, you try not to lose hope, try not to fall into despair, but your eyes begin to tear because of the poison gas unleashes your greatest fears. You try to keep moving forward, but there's a ringing in your ears and you fear the torture of the men just following orders. Imagine walking through a maze going from one checkpoint to the next, in fear of being put on gunpoint, in fear of humiliation. But since when did I need a permit to get an education, to get to the hospital to earn a living, to pray at a mosque? Since when did I need a permit to live? And since when was it okay to create a 26 feet tall prison for children, a place with no escape? Since when did we have the right to decide that the fate of the Palestinians is that they are to die? Imagine. Imagine being deprived of clean water. Would you think to yourself, oh, I'm sure the Zionists didn't mean to hit our water supplies. Who makes up these lies? Now from Detroit to Gaza, we see another Karbala. People being cut from water day after day. Imagine seeing your friends, families, classmates, workmates, neighbors falling to death, one after another like dominoes. Imagine living each day not knowing who's going to fall next. Imagine being a child in Palestine. These children who once they've survived the day, their tears roll from their eyes and they try to drift to sleep. They know it seems foolish, but they dream. They know it seems childish, but they dream. Maybe I'll survive the storm. Maybe there won't be another war. Maybe I'll live until tomorrow. Maybe I'll even grow old and gray. Maybe I'll wake up and it'll all just go away. Maybe Palestine will be free one day. He and his cousins often play. Imagine these boys running to play hide and seek, having fun, worry-free for once. The sun shining so bright, waves washing the white sand, this child forgets his worries just for that time when suddenly, boom, a deafening sound that stops the child's heart, sand flying through the air in a storm, the sun being covered with black clouds of dust, a child's whole world turned upside down. Their friends nowhere to be found, a running game turned into running away, running for their lives, running to survive. Hoping hoping maybe, just maybe, everything will be all right. Maybe wondering how this can be real life. When again, boom, a brother, a nephew, and cousins turned to corpses. One boy left to survive, one boy left standing, one boy left scarred. But he is strong, and I give you his message of resistance to us. Don't be afraid, don't give up. Take the revenge for the whole country, and take revenge for the world, and all the sad people with no home. Imagine living in a place where each person has a tragic story to tell, where each person still alive is a survivor of war, where being wounded is the norm. Imagine living in a place where the bombs don't differentiate between children and those of old age, where IDF soldiers don't discriminate between those who resist and those who surrender, where death doesn't differentiate between the strong and the weak. Imagine a place where the majority of casualties are women and children. Women and children. You see, women and children aren't there to kill, and if we realize that, we realize the Zionists don't want the Palestinians to survive. They don't want them to thrive. They want them to die. Imagine living in a place where if you don't resist, you simply don't exist. Because if you surrender, your life is over. Because if you give up, your screams won't be heard. Because if you back down, you'll be forced to drown. But if you stand up, you are determined to be heard. If you persist, your message will exist. Because if you don't resist, you simply won't exist. But to the Palestinians, we say, as humans, the world stands with you in humanity. We stand with you in solidarity, and we will resist so that you will forever exist.